Good morning, His Excellency, Mr. President, the Honorable Minister of Health, Dr. Maria Julia Munoz, Director General of Health, Mr. Jorge Basso, and Dr. Eduardo Lefkowitz, WHO Country Representative, Director Alicia Melgar, Director of the National Institute of Health, INE, and Mr. Ambassador David Nelson, U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Uruguay, esteemed colleagues and guests. On behalf of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I'm truly honored to join you here today for the release of the data for the Global Adult Tobacco Survey. In my role as the Associate Director for the CDC Global Tobacco Program, I have had the privilege of personally being involved in the inception of this survey, and it is my distinct pleasure to witness today the realization of many collaborations leading to the completion of the Global Adult Tobacco Survey. I particularly want to acknowledge the Minister of Health for your leadership and focused commitment to this success, and I want to congratulate all involved in Uruguay's Global Adult Tobacco Survey for your significant and successful involvement and achievement. As one of the 14 countries to participate in the survey so far, Uruguay has shown a vision and an admirable determination for saving lives and improving health. Uruguay's progressive and bold policies and achievement is a mark of how just tobacco control has progressed in a very relatively short time. I would also like to acknowledge all the members of the GATS National Committee, along with the Ministry of Health, INE, CLE, for leading this collaboration. Particularly want to acknowledge the leadership and facilitation provided by the WHO Country Office and the PAHO Regional Office. It has been an excellent collaboration and a privilege for CDC to work with you all. It is important to think of today as beginning and not as a conclusion. The data being released today will further drive your tobacco use prevention and control policies for tomorrow and beyond. You will have the opportunity to harness the data that revealed, showing that we would see soon what it says, and use it to prevent unnecessary tragedies and suffering in our communities. These data will demonstrate the impact of the comprehensive and effective tobacco control programs, as well as provide a roadmap for future action. We all know that tobacco control will require strong commitment to the WHO Framework Convention for Tobacco Control, as well as the Empower strategies. I am confident that Uruguay will continue to be a leader among countries in tobacco control and contribute to advancing the progress in other countries. As we know, this will require a constant commitment of our highest national and local officials, media, advocates, and public health experts. I would like to emphasize and say this, that Uruguay is indeed a world-class model of a tobacco control country. We thank you for your distinguished leadership. And again, congratulations for your outstanding work. Thank you very much.